We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberfusion USA.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Nia Franklin, Miss America 2019, Lauren Ash of NBC Superstore, and Karamo of Queer Eye. Guys, thanks for calling. How are you?
Great.
Awesome. First question to Nia. It's got to be an exciting time for you and also a heartbreaking time for you that your reign is finally ending, right? As Miss America.
Well, I wouldn't call it heartbreaking. Yeah. I've had such a full year. I've actually been Miss America for 3 extra months than normal. I've been Miss America 15 months. But I'm really excited for Miss America 2020. I'll have a new sister. I'll get to mentor her and help her with anything she needs. I just can't wait to see who she is.
Oh, absolutely. That's the cool thing about it is you can't wait to see and then be that teacher, right, Nia? You get to be the teacher to explain what the crown means, right?
Well, I think whoever wins the crown will already know what it means when they get it on their head. But, of course, I will be there to mentor them and to help them and encourage them in any way that they need me to be there for them.
All right, Lauren, you're excited about this as well, being a judge. When you were asked to do this, what was your thoughts?
I was like, are you serious? They're offering this to me? I could not have been more excited. It's such an iconic thing to be a part of. It's so cool. And when I've told people in my life, I've been asked to be a judge at Miss America, they scream at me because it's just truly so exciting. I mean, that really has kind of put the pressure on me a little bit because it's made me realize the level of responsibility I have. But I have to be honest, I don't know that they know what they've signed up for when they ask me to be a judge because I am a real rules gal and I am very excited and very serious about this. So I cannot wait to get in there and just get my hands dirty and be a part of selecting Miss America 2020. It's the coolest thing ever.
Yes. So are you going to play your character at all and joking around, seeing how Superstore has grown since you started? Imagine your character being judging Miss America. That would be really funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the lines between us blur a little bit, and I think that I am approaching this in a very Dina way. I think that she would also be very serious, studious, and not messing around. So I think that I'm definitely channeling my inner Dina absolutely throughout this process.
Karamo, what do you think now with having, again, Lauren as a judge and your thought process and what you think about judging Miss America versus what she thinks about when looking at the contestants?
I think that Lauren and I are on the same page on this.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're literally on the same page. We both are going to be following the rules. We both want someone who's going to carry this torch. We're also vying for a brand new friend. We're also all of these things are happening all at once. And I feel the pressure, and I know that we're going to step up, and this is going to be amazing.
Nia, what are your thoughts about this season? I mean, this, again, Miss America 2020 versus 2019, and some of the things they're going to do interactive-wise on NBC on December 19th. Tell us a little bit about like some of the things and coverage and how they're going to kind of really highlight the contestants a little differently and some of the stuff this year.
Well, the two biggest things that are different this year versus last year is, number one, there are 3 judges, which I think is incredible. It gives each judge a real chance to get to know these women and select the right person for the job. And also, there's a social impact pitch this year. So each woman has something that she is very passionate about, something that she sees the need to change in the world. And they're going to have an opportunity to tell these judges and America what that is, and they're going to be able to pitch that. And that's what they'll be doing with their year as Miss America. So it's important that they have a clear idea, a clear plan for what they'll be doing doing with that cause that they have. And I think it's going to be an incredible way for America to really see what not only these women care about, but what this organization has always been about.
And Nia, you've seen the growth since you have become Miss America, since the first Miss America, and how much you guys are such great role models for people, right? And how the crown has become such a powerful thing in the community. And then adding that component is great, isn't it? That social component.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a huge history lover. And so that's why the Miss America organization is so cool to me, because it's almost 100 years old. When Miss America first was established, Black women couldn't even compete. And so to be here now, the ninth Black Miss America, is so cool to me. And it shows the progression in this country. And even though sometimes we may feel like there's so much division and so much hatred in the world, this organization, it's something good. And it's something we can look to our past and see how we've grown as a country and as a nation.
Lauren, memories of Miss America growing up, especially being from Canada, memories of that?
If you think that Canadians aren't watching Miss America, you're dead wrong. This is something that was huge for me every year. I grew up with it. Again, it's just such an iconic institution. I think there's Miss Canada, but to be honest with you, I don't know anything about the Miss Canada process, but I can tell you a lot about the Miss America process just from my own perception and viewing of it growing up. So this is really a very surreal moment for me as a kid who grew up in a very small town in Canada to now be here judging, having a voice in choosing next year's Miss America. It is very surreal. And I truly say completely earnestly, it is really, really an honor. Like, it's not lost on me, the responsibility, but also just how amazing this is. Like, what a crazy life moment. Certainly, Nia, for you the past year, I'm sure has been a huge life moment. Obviously, your life has changed immensely. But I think for us, too, this is one for the books. Don't you think, Karamo?
It is, 100%.
Yeah, so Karamo, what is your memories of Miss America growing up and then also watching it today in ways?
Mine was mimicking the evening gown with my bed sheet wrapped around me. How they didn't know I was gay. Shocked me. So it was really admiring these women and thinking, wow, this is someone I can look up to, because I think a lot of times we put this onus on, like, Miss America only is inspiring young girls, but they're inspiring young boys too. I was one of those young boys who looked at them and said, wow, if they can have the strength and courage to be who they are, if they can make education important to them and show the world how intelligent they are, if they can also show that I can be just as fabulous and beautiful, then maybe I can be all those things too. And so I'm just proud to now show some other little girl or some little boy out there that I'm going to help pick someone that you can look up to as well.
And cheers.
That is definitely well said. And I go back to Nia and that kind of looking at that. What advice would you offer the contestants, especially on Thursday night, so that they can win this crown? What do you think they need to be able to become crowned Miss America?
At this point, I have to say, just be real. Be yourself. You've gotten to this point because you're qualified and you deserve to be here. So own that. And no one's perfect. I remember last year I had my maybe missed a word here, missed a word there, maybe forgot to bring the right lipstick. I mean, but that doesn't matter at this point. It's about speaking from the heart and showing these judges who you are and why you deserve to be Miss America.
That's great saying. And Lauren, what about research? How much research have you done being prepared to be the judge on Thursday night?
First of all, I was born ready, so it didn't really require much prep for me. This is a process that's taken, I think that the public should know, this is a process that's taken very seriously by this organization, and there's a lot of rules for us as judges that I will say, we don't have to get into the specifics, but I will say that I personally have been sticking very closely to the rules. So, in terms of prep, I think it's just, making sure to eat a big burger, got my last night, at 11 o'clock at night when I landed on a plane from LA. I got a big old meal into me, had a nice glass of wine and a warm sleep. So that's really, I think, all the prep that I personally need. I'm ready to go. I got my gown. I got my hair extensions ready to clip in, and I am ready for Thursday night.
Same question for you, Karamo. How are you preparing?
Would you believe me if I said I had my gown and my hair extension? Because it's very possible.
Yes.
Just let you know. There he is. So I'm a big fanatic when it comes to Miss America pageant. So I have not been searching any of the candidates because, or the contestants, because we're not supposed to. But I am so eager to see them because I'm ready to hear what they have to say. I can't tell you how I'm just ready for the first person to answer our questions. And as there only being three judges this time, we have more opportunities to ask them more questions, to really get to know them, which is going to be really great. So it's not just one and done anymore. It's like, we're in a committed relationship for the next 2 hours. So I need to know who you are, because I want to fall in love.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fabulous. Everyone needs to tune in to NBC December 19th, 8 p.m. Eastern. Guys, thanks for calling, and thanks for all the great insight, and great job, Nia, for wearing the crown and being such a great role model for women and men. So I appreciate you guys calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. You listen to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Live from WRCT Studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Hour, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Education Show and the Total Education Network. Go to my website, TotalTutor.org. To find out more information on the Total Education Network, now syndicated on 50 stations. Go to the website, check it out. I also own a Burford College tutoring and consulting company. I guess technical difficulties, two shows today were powered by TalkShoe, but it's all worth it because the honor, I'm just so honored to welcome to the program, calling in the former coach of LSU, Coach Dale Brown. Coach Brown, thanks for calling the program.
Neil, thank you very much.
And you showed me some patience, Coach Brown, when we're going through these technical difficulties, but I guess this is all part of the radio game. A lot of times as a big star as you are, you're used to getting people calling you, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. Really wanted to first talk about a lot of the things going on with you after your coaching career. Tell me a little bit of background after you coached at LSU, even for our fans out there that might not be a fan of you, but love basketball, and how inspirational you are.
Well, after I decided to time to retire from coaching, I had to make a decision. When you retire, and one day you'll be just like Myron Cope, a friend of mine that's no longer with us, you'll be facing a decision what to retire. In that retirement, Neil, you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to retire to a rocking chair or a launching pad? I chose a launching pad. That launching pad was to start out on a new career because I've worked since I've been 10 years of age, and I coached 44 years. That was to be a motivational speaker. Also, to start up a nonprofit foundation to help those in need, not the parasites, but those that really want to get an education and can't for some reason or another. And then three, I had never tried my hand at being an author. Speaking came easy, but being an author really didn't come easy. Much harder to write than it is to say. So as a result, I started to write books. I've now just produced my eighth book, which I really like, and I hope will be able to help people. So in a nutshell, that's been my retirement.
Well, it's a very, very, very busy retirement. And basically, I remember watching you when you were coaching at LSU. I wouldn't say I was a fan of Shaq, okay? But other years, the other teams you've had,
we have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
I didn't pick you in different ways, but you always were able to pick up the get the upset, win the big games. But one thing that even when I became a teacher, I was looking to coach, and I read one of your books on coaching, and that was such a phenomenal book. But what I've learned from reading that book that you did for basketball to teach people how to coach basketball is that you are a great teacher, and that the way you ran your practices and everything, I could see that you would be very bored if you were to retire to the rocking chair after your basketball career was over, coaching career was over.
No question about it. And, you know, if you'll, again, without having at my fingertips the research, but how many people have you known? You're still too young, but I'm getting up there. How many people have you known that have retired and haven't gone to anything else? And soon after their retirement, they die. Bear Bryant, within 4 weeks he died. And I can name a litany of others. So I think you have to have some passion, the passion beyond money and glory, but something even deeper. And thank God I found that passion.
And I'm glad you did, because you're right. A lot of people who retire. My father is 85, and he's retired, but he just continues to work, meaning doing things for other people, helping out. But you're right. The people who think retirement's a time when I'm just going to be done.
That's right.
Pack everything up. You're going to die. And that's the problem. What's happened with Joe Paterno over at Penn State and then being forced into a certain retirement,
it
concerns me that he might pass on, because this was his passion, this was his situation. So basically, let's go first of all with your motivational speaking. One thing that I've learned from remembering when you were doing commentary on basketball games to being interviewed, you really know how to motivate people. And tell me kind of that career of motivational speaking. What did you always speak about? Is it retirement, or did you have a lot of different motivational topics that you go out across the country and talk about?
I have maybe about nine, but the most prominent one to me would be what came early in my age. 2 days before I was born, my so-called father abandoned my mother. She came off a farm in North Dakota. Eighth grade education. He never called, wrote, sent any money. We lived in a one-room apartment above a bar and a hardware store. She had to go on relief, welfare, demeaning, Ward County welfare, $42.50 a month. She then became a domestic and also babysat for people. I never had a bed. I slept in a sofa. My mother had a bed that rolled out from the wall, not those you see that come down in hotels. I could touch her head for 21 years. But my mother never said a bad word, was never depressed, but I began to recognize it. How do you get ahead? And I tried to watch others. I used to go sit in the fire escape at night and dream about things. And it's amazing. The French have a word called idée fixe. Whatever you fix in your mind, I've changed it around in coaching and told the kids, the goal will never let you go if you attract yourself to it. So I set some goals. Number one, Now, North Dakota's as flat as a desktop. I wanted to climb mountains. Well, that's preposterous. I climbed the Matterhorn. I wanted to travel. We didn't own a bike, a car, or a wagon. I've been in 90 countries in the world. I wanted to learn. I went away, got my master's, started my doctorate. But the most important thing when I got into coaching, I wanted to be able to motivate youngsters beyond the basketball court. And it came clear to me, particularly after near my retirement, in 1806, Neil, the first dictionary ever written, Webster's Dictionary, under the word success, described it as fortunate, happy, kind, and prosperous. That rolled off my tongue real nice, and it's nice to say, fortunate, happy, kind, and prosperous. 2011, same dictionary, attainment of wealth, fame, and rank. So now, how do you get to be successful, and how in the process do you find happiness in your success? Well, again, simplistic reasons. There's 7 billion of us living on this planet right now, the most numbers that have ever lived. Us 7 billion, when they snip the umbilical cord, if the umbilical cord of Neil Haley is snipped or Dale Brown is snipped, soon as we snip it, there's going to be a race we're going to have to start. And when we get to age, we're going to have to learn that if we want to be successful and happy, staring ahead of us as we come out of the starting blocks are going to be four hurdles. Now, if we can successfully negotiate over these four hurdles, we can then find success and happiness. What are the four hurdles? Hurdle number one we're going to have to get over is I can't. Oh, gee, right. What can little old me do? Golly, I'm black. I'm an immigrant. I'm a woman. I've been abused. I'm from North Dakota. I'm just a little old town in Pennsylvania. Or worse yet, Neil, being told you can't do it by somebody else. So this book I wrote called Getting Over the Four Hurdles describes these four hurdles. Then I used paramount examples of people that were told they can't or told themselves they can't that became ultra successful. Hurdle number two, now we say, hey, I can get over I can't, and you leap it. There's another hurdle facing you, and if everybody is going to fail. It's not your IQ that counts as much as your FQ, your failure quotient. So now when you have those delusions of grandeur and you think you can do something, you get over I can't, you're going to fail. You're going to fail in your personal life, your spiritual life, your professional life. How do you get back up from failure? The most successful people in the world have been the biggest failures. So I gave examples of tons of people that have failed and put it in this book to get back up. All right, now we're doing good. Neil, we're on the road. I got over I can't. I got over afraid to fail. Now what happens? Hurdle number three you have to get over. Handicap. Death in the family. Neil's got cancer. Dale's got multiple sclerosis. You're fired from a job. There's a handicap.
Right.
Now, that hurdle's going to really weigh you down. And I've given some really good examples of people that had almost unbelievable handicaps that got over hurdle number three. Now, there's one more hurdle to go for us. Boy, we're excited now. And in a normal track race, a hurdle race, you will see that the hurdles are the same distance apart. They're the same height. You get into a rhythm. You know after you get over one, so many strides, there's going to be another one. Then there's going to be the finish line. Uh-uh. The fourth hurdle's different. It's higher. It's off at an angle. It might be closer to the third hurdle. It might be further away. But this one, if we were to go and dig up graves, we would probably see most society goes to their grave with this around their neck. It's who are you, where am I going, and what do I want out of myself? Knowing yourself. George Bernard Shaw, the great British poet, said people are three things, what they think they are, what others think they are, and what they really are. We spend too much time in the first two, playing cool what we think we are, or what we're worried about what somebody else thinks we are, instead of just being who we are. So once we negotiate over that hurdle, Pete Maravich told me he had everything in the world. He told me this just prior to his death. He said, I had everything the world said success, women, car, mansions, money, you name it, booze, you name it. He said, I was a miserable human being until I finally got over hurdle four, is know myself, which I didn't do until the last 4 years of my life. So the book, Getting Over the Four Hurdles of Life, You can order it, if you like, on AcadianHouse.com, or you can go to Amazon. It's a good, quick read. The three best motivational books I've ever read are Norman Vincent Peale, called The Power of Positive Thinking, Og Mandino, The Greatest Salesman on the Earth, and Bob Richards, The Heart of a Champion. In making this book, I noticed their books were all 150 pages or less, and that's why I made this book, so you don't have to wade through it in a month. You can sit down in a matter of hours and get your life's charts. We got a GPS system in every car now practically on this earth, but do we have a GPS system in our brain so we can find success, peace, happiness, and love?
And that's so important, Coach Brown. I think knowing yourself is an important thing, as you said. I think that I kind of now at 38, going on 39, and finally seeing, I'm starting to know myself. I know what my passions are.
Yeah.
I know what I want to do, and that's educate people and help people one-on-one and through my radio show. I really see that purpose of going out there and telling people you can do it and helping them out, especially education that all kids can learn. I didn't see that before. And I think we're going to run into these handicaps, as I know, for example, my school closed. So I had to go on and start my own business. I mean, I continue to do my business, but grow into a more of a full-time position and more stressors of different things. But a lot of people shut down and give up once they get that handicap, right? Mm-hmm. Or absolutely. And how do you stop that? How can you allow a severe adversity to happen in your life and not get back up and get going?
Well, it's easy. It's the easiest thing to do, but you can't get back up. And I'm glad you made yourself transparent. Say you were 39, you're just beginning to learn yourself. I read one time where it said, whenever you hear somebody bragging about, oh, I don't have an ego, that's a cinch they have one. So we're all a work in progress. John Wooden at 99, one of the last conversations I had with him, I praised him for something, and he said, Oh, Dale. He said, you're so good to me, but he said, you know, I've told you this before. I'm a work in progress. And he said, I'm glad I'm not what I ought to be, or glad I'm not what I should be, but I'm glad I'm not what I used to be. And he said, we're all a work in progress, and we are. So you've got to somehow, the boldness of faith is so powerful, nothing can stop it. When you lose the faith in yourself or someone, things deteriorate. America, we no longer seem to have that spark, that boldness of faith. And I've been in 90 countries, and every time I come back for years, I want to just get down and kiss the tarmac and say, God bless America, because there is nowhere in America, nowhere. And I've been all over that equals America. But now, in our slothfulness and apathy, I now want to say, God bless America, but wake up, America, before it's too late. A great British historian by the name of Lord Macaulay, after America was becoming great and they broke away from the colony, this is about 150 years ago, England sent them to America to find out what made America great. And it's so timely that we use this today. As he was getting on the ship to go back to England,
hello, Tony Marino.
And I'm Lynn Kennedy.
Listen, we'd love to have you join us every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, for Alive in Christ Radio Live on the Alive in Christ Radio Network, heard worldwide to teach God's truth and to share the perfect redemptive love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Alive in Christ Radio Live features
True Life Application,
Holy Bible Teachings,
Spirit-Filled Dialogue,
Christian News and Updates,
Inspirational Guests and Testimonials,
Listener Interaction, and special features with Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family, Joyce Meyer, Luis Palau, Beth Moore, and Dave Ramsey. We pray that you will join us every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Alive in Christ Radio Live.
Online at the Alive in Christ Radio Network.
Go to www.aliveinchristradio.com. Be blessed.
Media packed in on that ship to get his last thoughts. And they said, Lord Macaulay, tell us what you think about America. Now remember, this is a colony that broke away from England, the power of the world. And he said, I applaud you, Americans. He said, you know what? You may have found it. The greatest republic in the history of the world. But I warn you, Americans, Your great country could be laid waste in the 20th century, like the Roman Empire was in the 5th century. But the Huns and Vandals who ravaged the Roman Empire came from without. Your Huns and Vandals will come from within, engendered in your own institutions, unless you remain.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Committed to the principles that you established to make this country great.
Right.
Wow. And that's where we're headed, and we got to turn the corner.
We definitely do. And so I guess what you're saying is that basically in your mind, you just have to sit when these adversities come up in your life, it's just part of life, and have the faith that everything's going to work out.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that faith that everything's going to work out, you're really going to run into lots of problems because you might really be a passionate person. But the first time someone knocks you down, you're done. And then that's what happens with people that aren't successful. People who are successful are told no thousands of times. Coach Brown, am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. You see, Neil, what you're referring to, all of us, the 7 billion of us, there's 7 billion of us now, most ever, we can lead lives that are filled with success, happiness, and peace of mind. But to do this, no magic wand, pill, prayer, prescription, we must adopt and cultivate a positive vision of the life that we want. Now, this positive vision is necessary in order to get over these four hurdles and obstacles that block our paths to a better life. But the good news, Neil, is that getting over these four hurdles is a choice. And the choice we make makes us. And once we make the choice, doggone it, I'm making a choice. I'm going to get over these four hurdles. I'm going to succeed. Once we make this choice, we will succeed if we have faith that we will and if we persevere in our efforts. Now, in a nutshell, the formula for success, if I could sum it up in one sentence, and John Wooden, my mentor, was a master at this. If I could sum it up, how do you sum up success? Success in your business, success in your spiritual life, success in your personal life. I think I would sum it up this way. If you really, really do your best, if you remain positive and bold and never give up, eventually, God will take care of everything else, and you'll find peace, love, happiness, and success.
Wow. You motivate me right now, and I think that I've gone through these little handicaps because, you know, you might take a little bit of a pay cut or you have slow times in your business, mm-hmm. but you know that you're truly making a difference and you're mm-hmm. doing everything that you can to be successful. But once you have doubt in your mind, it's pretty much
that's
over.
Right. And we all have doubt in our mind. And that's another thing. Whenever you have a negative thought, it goes into your subconscious. So you have to, and your subconscious stores those there. And if you don't replace that negative thought with a positive one, the negative one will remain in the subconscious. And then when you go to make a decision, you'll be told, oh, yeah, I don't think I can do it, or somebody told me I couldn't do it. So it has to be replaced. So don't think you're not going to have a temptation. Don't think you're not going to have a negative thought. Don't think you're not going to have depression and anxiety. But the answer to it is to replace it with a positive thought. I speak to a lot of minority groups, and I'm telling them about, there's been a lot of injustices. I just spoke to the Native American Indians, the Lakotas in North Dakota. And I was telling, you know, the federal government had 370, Neil, treaties with the Native American Indians.
Wow.
We've kept none, zero.
No.
So sure, they're down. They're living on their reservations, and people have a false concept of these poor Native Americans. They're the most cheated, neglected, and abused group of people ever in our continent. But when I leave there, I go over all these things, and I said, Martin Luther King said near the end of the Civil Rights Movement, Dick Gregory told me this, and this, they were sitting in a room one time, and he was listening. He said, the Emancipation Proclamation is a piece of paper. He said, that can't set us free. He said, what sets us free is an education. We have to stress to our people to get an education. We can't blame the government. We can't look anyplace else. So I always tell the Native Americans when I get done looking for them, you're looking for a helping hand? Look at the end of your damn arm. That's where it starts. And that doesn't mean people don't have to be on welfare. My mother didn't have a choice. There are some parasites that stay on welfare that wouldn't get him a job if you drove up in a car and said, here's your job and here's your car. Oh, I like welfare better. But there are people like my mother who have no other choice. It saved their lives. Without welfare, we would have literally starved. But if you want to make a decision, the most powerful weapon in the world, in my opinion, if I ask you that, Neil, you'd probably tell me, most powerful weapon in the world is the atomic submarine. Or no, you're going to say. It's a nuclear bomb. It's 100,000 times stronger than the bomb we dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The answer would be false. The most powerful weapon in the world, the most powerful tool in the world, is Neil's tool to choose and my choice to choose. It's that's our power we've got. We can choose to be unhappy. All these medications everybody's being fed for anxiety and depression and ADD, yes, some of it helps, no question. But, man, you can help yourself almost more. And I'm not saying don't go to a doctor, don't take medicine, don't misunderstand me. But the power we have within us, if we literally use, Neil, if we literally lose 20%, of our ability, we literally astonish ourselves. We have unlimited potential, and we haven't even scratched it. And that's why I hope this book, Getting Over the Four Hurdles of Life, will really help people. It's an easy read, and as I say, you can order it off Amazon, or you can go to the publisher site, which is AcadianHouse.com. And maybe the Yankees up there, we're in the South, can't spell Acadian. A-C-A-D-I-A, and when I moved here, by the way, I was Yankee, being from North Dakota, almost Canadian. I botched all these words. For example, there's a city called Thibodaux. It's down in the bayous. I called it Thibodaux for about 2 months when I was here. Thibodaux. They thought, you Yankee, go back where you came from.
Exactly. All right, well, we're talking to Coach Dale Brown, motivational speaker, former coach at LSU, Coach Shaquille O'Neal. What an unbelievable, charismatic person you are, and the great things that you're doing. Well, kind of going into the book, I understand I was talking to a good friend of yours, G.J. Reynolds, And GJ told me that you're also starting a movie too, that you're in process with the movie. A movie as well?
Well, the movie is done 4 years ago.
4 years ago, okay.
These independent director and producer got a hold of me about doing a documentary on my life. I initially was hesitant. And the reason I was hesitant, I remember sitting with John Wooden about his 96th birthday. I was there for his birthday party, in fact. And he told me that some people are going to come and see him in the afternoon. I could stay around while they talk. So they came in, and the thrust of their meeting, Neil, was, they wanted to do a movie on his life. And I never forget Coach, as humble as he was. A movie on my life? Why would anyone ever want to watch a movie on my life? He said, I wouldn't be interested. So when they called me, that was my first thought. Who'd want a movie? And I thought, well, wait a minute now. So I called my daughter, talked to my wife, and I thought, you know what? If this is done right, not to just show the glamour of basketball, but show the ups and downs and the warts along with the good, maybe I can help somebody. So I called them back, and I said, listen, I've pondered this now for a day or two, and I said, I'll do it under these conditions. Number one, I want no money to do this. I don't want a nickel. Travel expenses, nothing. I want it to be pure, that I'm not having a movie on my life and I'm making money from it. Number two, I don't want a script. Just be spontaneous. And number three, don't make this some Dale Brown glorification. Show the good with the bad. And four, I don't ever want to repeat something. If I go into a room and say something and my English is poor, or I say something that isn't exact, let it go. And I want nothing to do with the business. They have done a fabulous job. They've named the movie The Man in the Glass. And I think what it does, it shows that if a no-name guy with no father, no money, no nothing, can get ahead in the coaching profession without knowing anybody through hard work. It also, I think, exemplifies in there, we all need to stand up for injustices. It's called moral courage. Had there been more people, perhaps, at those places that are being now investigated at Syracuse and Penn State, had there been people to stand up and be courageous to fight injustices, it wouldn't have happened. I remember when we left Auschwitz, my wife and I, the greatest concentration camp and extermination camp in the world, almost 2 million were died there. As we were leaving, there was an old railroad tie from the trains that came in on the trains that brought them there to exterminate them. And on that railroad tie was a plaque. And as we went through the Auschwitz Memorial, my whole time there, my thoughts, Neil, were, how in the world could somebody do this to another human being? Well, as I walked up to that plaque and I looked at it, there was my answer. The plaque said, the road to Auschwitz was built by hatred, but it was paved with indifference and apathy. So that's how we can handle injustices. If we act instead of being indifferent or being apathetic, and again, you're not guilty and proven guilty. But if the situations are true, the two paramount ones at Syracuse and Penn State, there should be a lot of people hanging their head in shame that could have made a difference, but they remain to be silenced. Edmund Burke, the English 18th century philosopher, said evil can only flourish when good men do nothing. So I think that's what the movie will do. And both the book and the movie tie in very well. If anyone wants to order this video from them, The Man in the Glass, they can go to eyelinefilms.com, or I believe they can just Google Man in the Glass and it'll come up. But eyelinefilms, altogether.com.
So how was it getting your whole life filmed? Like, not whole life, meaning like a documentary where they came around, you know, with all the reality television shows and all that stuff, which we know are all fake and not real. A lot of it's just fabricated for ratings. How did it feel, cameras following you around everywhere?
It was, everybody uses the word humbling, but it was embarrassing, kind of. A kid from North Dakota never dreaming this would happen. But the more I got into it and the more other people contributed, such as, you know, when you think of the people that contributed, Matthew McConaughey, John Wooden, Shaquille O'Neal, Dick Gregory, and I can go on, and a whole litany of stars that wanted to contribute to the video. It's not a glorification of the guy you're talking to. It's a video, I think, that will stimulate others to say, hey, by golly, I can get ahead. Or, by golly, I do need to stand up. This Jewish synagogue is getting desecrated. I need to stand up in my area in Pittsburgh and say something. Or the Indians, or the blacks, or the minorities, or the women, or whoever. So I think that's the thing. If it's just me winning games and the excitement of Shaquille's dunk, then it's a meaningless piece of junk. Not that that can't be combined. And it shows the controversy. It shows my run-ins with the NCAA, who for years I've thought practice hypocrisy and legislate against dignity. So it's a real, real document.
In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family. And she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you need help parenting? What about losing some weight? Or do you just need some daily motivation in your life? Well, tune into lifeimprovementradio.com. All of our content is geared towards enhancing the quality of your life. We stream 24/7 and can even be found on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter to keep up on the amazing shows that we have. LifeImprovementRadio.com is the perfect place to hear great information and topics to enhance your life daily.
I think from your motivational experiences by doing motivational speaking and writing, that's why there's such passion. Because you didn't have it easy at LSU. You didn't have it easy when you were growing up. And through that film, it's finally showing that to people. You know, because if I talk to you right now, no one would know the roller coaster ride of your life. And that you had lots of ups and then lots of downs.
That's right.
And then it's not easy. And I think that people think, oh, yeah, you know, the most successful people, you know, driving the best cars, having the biggest houses, they never worked at all. They just, it just happened to them. And woe is me. I hear this all the time, people going ahead and saying, you know, woe is me, this is how things are going. It's a frustrating fact to hear that, because I know for a fact that we're on this earth to help others, to do things and to do our very best and what talents we have. And if we're not utilizing our talents to our best of our ability, if we're not going ahead and doing our best job and helping others, it's really a meaningless life, right?
It totally is. And, you know, it's so funny that you're a pretty doggone mature 39-year-old. I mean, I'm sitting listening to what you think. John Wooden told me when he left for school, little old Martinsville, Indiana, he said his daddy walked him outside, uneducated daddy, came off the farm, and he said to him, he grabbed him, and he said, Johnny, he said, you're going to be leaving now, going up to Purdue University. And he said, here's what you need to do, son. And that's just basically what you just said. He said, son, don't go up there and try to be better than anyone else. That'll just frustrate you and make you confused and nervous. But he said, my son, never cease to be the best you can be. And that's more than enough. Only, do you see what that takes? Just be the best you can be, and be the best you can be. Is be the best you can be the biggest show-off, the wealthiest person? No. I went to Calcutta and visited with Mother Teresa. Now, you talk about the roughness, the death house, the orphanage, the lack of funds, the terrible place it was. That little Spitfire, she was as big as a thimble. She was as happy as can be. So again, we go back to 1806, fortunate, happy, kind, and prosperous. 2011, attainment of wealth, fame, and rank. That's a bunch of baloney. I know some people that are little elementary teachers, kindergarten teachers, junior high school coaches in North Dakota or the bayous of Louisiana or the suburb Trafford, Pennsylvania, that are as happy as a lark. They don't need attention. And not that you can't get to the top, but it is hard to get to the top without selling your soul and cheating and manipulating. But it's empty if you get there. John Wooden, I use his quote so many times, I think if he charged me, I'd have to go back to work to make money to pay him. But I was sitting with him one time in his little flat, and we were talking about life, and I was saying, Coach, I'm going to give this to you as closely as I can to being accurate. I said, Coach, what is it like to be the winningest coach and win 10 national championships? Nobody even gets close to that. And as he did with his little benevolent smile, and Dale, he said, you know, that's all fine and good, but I'm going to be real honest with you. He says there's only one kind of life that truly wins. And he says, you know what that is, Dale? He says that's one that places faith in the hands of God. And until this is done, I can win all the championships I want. We can have all the money. We're on an aimless course that runs in circles, and no one goes anywhere. We don't go anywhere. So he said, until we get that down, he said, we're going to be an unhappy person. And again, very accurate.
No, definitely, Coach Brown, I think it's very, very accurate in so many ways to have a focus, like you said. I can't believe. So you met Mother Teresa. That is just a fan. I'd love to sit down and talk to you just about that alone. That she basically emptied herself completely and took the life of Christ in everything that she did, and that she did not think of herself at all. And she was quite successful if you looked in terms of helping others. Because I mean, Coach Brown, look at this. You could be this huge salesman that, you know, owns 62 multi-million-dollar companies, but you're doing things to help people. I mean, there's thousands of motivational speakers. There's so many people that go back after their careers over for nonprofit organizations. But it just seems like your passion is to help people and to do your very best, is what John Wooden's father told him. And that's truly what I try to do each and every day. And I didn't have that. I was I don't know if DJ told you my background. I was a pro wrestler for 9 years after I played 1 year college basketball at Western Maryland College.
You're talking to an ex-high school wrestling coach, by the way.
But I'm the fake, you're the real. But you probably, and DJ told me about your ability your training is unbelievable. We're going to get to that in about a couple seconds because, again, I think we need to have our faith is such an important thing. We have to set goals, but there's something else that keeps us going every day with energy and power and that stuff. And especially people who are retiring, and that's our health, and we're going to talk about that next in our last segment today. But the fact is that you have to go after it in your best. I had an ego. I was on the road. I was a minor league pro wrestler. Never made it to the big time. It's funny when your organization you're partnering with, Hulk Hogan is one of the spokespeople. I never got to meet Hulk, but I met many of the guys on top in wrestling. And I honestly believe, even though it was not the greatest thing to maybe get picked up in that field, that I had too much of an ego and I thought too much of myself and wasn't trying to do – I was competing against others instead of competing against myself.
Yep, boy.
And that's the thing.
You're so doggone honest. You're an unusual host. Most people – you really are. You're really honest. You've made yourself transparent numerous times. And, you know, I guess if we all really did, there was a book written years ago by a professor at University of Florida called Sidney Girard called Transparent Self. Beautiful book. He's now passed. And in that book, it said, geez, if Neil and Dale could get together and just all of a sudden share with each other their strengths and their weakness and look for advice. But what it is, life becomes a cocktail party. We're all trying to BS one another, and there's nothing ever done. Whereas if Dale said to Neil, you know, Neil, I always had an inferiority, which I did growing up. Had mothballs because my clothes smelled of mothballs. Got them at rummage sale. Not having a dad, not having a house to live in. And so to be able to, and then all of a sudden Neil said, well, geez, you know what I did? And I think the best teachers that I've ever had are those that I did go to, the former coach, who was a man before he was anything else. He lived his life. He knew how to help. He made his mistakes. But John Wooden and Mother Teresa, the thing that I admired the most about them, I told John this. I did not get a chance to tell Mother Teresa this, but I told them that I told John, I said, you know, Coach, your life, as I've 40 years of you mentoring me, your life is really St. Francis of Assisi. Summed you up beautifully in the 13th century when he said, we should all preach the gospel every day, and if necessary, use words.
Yes. Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, all this phony evangelism, and you're going to go to hell if you're not this religion, if you're not. Religion's invented by man, spiritualism's invented by God. And then another thing that Coach Wooden was a master at. Edgar Guest, the great poet, when he wrote this poem, I'd Rather See a Lesson, it's got to be about John Wooden and Mother Teresa. They never talked their game. Talk is cheap. The poem says, I'd rather see a lesson than to hear one any day. I'd rather you walk with me than to merely show the way. The eye's a better teacher and more willing than the ear, and the counsel you are giving may be very fine and true, but Neil, I'd like to learn by getting my examples from you. And that's what it is.
Definitely.
So, what weight did you wrestle at by?
No. It's minor league, like WWF. So I'm 6'10". Now I weigh about 270 pounds, but I was about 310 pounds. Wrestled a lot of the old time wrestlers like King Kong Bundy, the Bushwhackers, all the late 80s.
How about the guy from France? What was his name? Andre the Giant.
Didn't get the chance to wrestle Andre. Andre passed on before I was started in the business. But, yeah, I ran into a lot of the big names. So I really kind of went from a basketball player that didn't have the work ethic. So I can look at what you're talking about now, but it's all about modeling as well. And to go and pick up your book is such an important thing, but also competing with yourself to be the very best. Not looking at others saying, well, how high can I attain these goals? For example, my education talk show that's nationally syndicated. Now, people are saying, you're on internet radio. I'm not paying a ton. I'm going out and finding these stations, and they're playing my show. And I believe internet radio is the wave of the future. But my goal is to continue to add new stations every year and to be the number one education talk show in the world. But am I competing against anybody? No, I don't want to. I want to be able to help people, provide great information, and have conversations like I'm having with you today, Dale. Now, it's funny how I met GJ, Dale, and I want to Coach Brown, and I want to talk
you
a little bit about
you. Met GJ Reynolds?
Yes. No, I mean, I interviewed him.
Do you consider him? Do you consider him an honest man?
Yes, completely an honest
okay.
man.
Okay.
Yes.
Did he know the challenge he took with me?
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.